May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 595. Free grace is the joy of my heart, its glories with wonder I trace. To me it does freely impart rich blessings, just suiting my case. No monster more wretched could be, nor less of God's favour deserve. Yet such is free grace unto me, I never, no, never can starve. Hymn 595.
Thank you. Let us read together from the second chapter of the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marvelled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea, and Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, and Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. This is especially the time of Pentecost. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapour and smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great, that is the very great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know him, being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and thy wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. We leave the reading there. Amen. Most holy, eternal, living God of heaven and earth, do grant us grace to begin to worship thee. What a body of sin and death, and minds and hearts all defiled by sin, with nothing whatsoever to commend before the God of heaven. And yet we seek, Lord, thy mercy. We desire not to be left in that dreadful state. We feel it and own it, but we cannot rest, but seek like the weary dove to know that place of rest in Christ, the Ark of Grace. Lord, have mercy, be with us. Another Sabbath, solemn matters of worship. It is what thou dost see, more than what man does see. It is a solemn thought, Lord, that we must give account to our hearing of thine own word, but grant it may be blessed to us by the Spirit. Leave us not to a form, however good, without the power. Grant us regenerating grace continually, and the power to rise, to look, to live, to come before our God. May we be graciously enabled to go yonder and worship. Lord, by nature our hearts are bound to this world and every thought and manner of it, and yet we would humbly ask that we may be lifted above all time things, things of a fleeting moment compared to eternity. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt come by thy blessed Spirit, Lord Jesus, and enlarge our hearts. May we know it once more, be also enlarged. We need it so much. May the blessed Spirit still sweetly be appointed and known in directing us into thine own truth. May repentance be granted as we would seek thy mercy, and may the Lord appear himself, Lord, not some shadow of the gospel, but the sweet visit of the Lord, to be found with poor sinners of a truth, Lord, to raise their souls above the ground and draw our thoughts to thee. Remember each one, from the youngest to the oldest. May it be a time, Lord, when thou'lt remember each one. We think of those, Lord, in life's journey that are coming down to the end, and we know not each one how short the time may be. But prepare us each one, for the young or younger may die, but the old must. We prayerfully bear up before thee those in great age and infirmities in the spirit of the gospel, desiring, Lord, those evidences with them and us that we are born of God and that our treasure is above. We think of the dear little ones and pray that thou'd bless them, Lord Jesus, here and among our own little number, and how we pray for the young and rising generation. God be with them and with us. Lord, that thou'd raise up a seed to serve thee. May the Lord appear in Zion. May the Lord return. And any, Lord, in especial trouble, in afflictions or temptations, may the dear Lord draw near with all his fullness and graciously grant those answers of peace. May the Lord Jesus be magnified. We pray for this house of prayer and our own cause. We pray that thou bless thy work here abundantly. We have often felt, Lord, that desire to earnestly pray for that outpouring of thy spirit. There may be that going in the tops of the mulberry trees of the hearts of thy people. And do remember us, Lord, in our poor land. And do take not the candlestick away. Where should we be? But Lord, in these dark days, may our God preserve the truth unto us in its fullness, and remember our nation at such a time as this. Remember seekers. Lord, do sweetly help them to continue until they have found the pearl of great price. Bless the deacons, the church of God, the ministers at labour, and the Sabbath school. And do help us this day, a Sabbath day's journey. May it not be without thee. May it not be, Lord, we have not found him, or that we have cause to say, but we saw him not. May the Lord graciously open the book. May we be made acceptable unto the brethren, dip our foot in oil. May the Lord have mercy on the churches. Those that are ready to close, may our God appear. And may there be a way for the continuing of the truth of the gospel. Thou knowest every burden and every care. We desire to thank thee, Lord, for the day of rest and the appointing of our God for us, but do come and be the Lord of the Sabbath. And do help us to acknowledge thee in all our ways. The good hand of God towards the end of the year is so bountiful. May we have a thankful heart for thy many mercies. And may the Lord guide our hearts and direct us this day. And may we be enabled, Lord, to know nothing among men save Jesus Christ and him crucified. We desire to bow at thy feet, Lord, and thou knowest we do need to be right, not just to say words, but to be in the spirit, not to be left in any sort of charisma, but to be under the sweet influence of thy Spirit. Direct us, help us, remember us for good. We ask, Lord, that thou cleanse us from all sin, and grant we may know it by that sweet application, that we may say it is the Lord. We see our need afar off. We want to feel that need supplied. The atonement, the Lord to be with us and to come like that certain Samaritan that came where he was. May it be so with us. Lord, outdo our poor petitions. Thou knowest we seek, Lord, to come and plead that thou wilt grant to us access in our worship. The Lord to draw us from afar and to bless us with those of whom we read, and he or they shall be blessed, we ask, in that worthy, prevailing, precious name of the Lord Jesus. For his sake we ask. Amen.
Hymn number 201. Grace, 'tis a charming sound, harmonious to the ear. Heaven with the echo shall resound, and all the earth shall hear. Hymn 201.
much dependence upon the help of God. I'll direct you to the words in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, the words in verse 22 especially. We read the two following verses, Acts chapter 2, from verse 22. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. And we read verses 23 and 24, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. The words seem to remain upon my spirit in this sermon of Peter, much more the part of the Word of God that speaks so much of the blessed Spirit of truth. It is a sermon that is recorded that had great effect, but still the Lord will bless his people to the end of time. They shall be blessed. Much is spoken of that great time of the outpouring of God's Spirit, a proof of the man of God that we read, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God. What fulfilling of the scripture concerning him for the church of God to the end of time. What a sweet setting forth here of the glorious person, the Son of God, spoken of so often as the of Jesus of Nazareth, born in Bethlehem, but brought up at Nazareth, and there he was especially obedient, and God was with him, and when his time was appointed, he should preach in those few short years. With what power? Fulfilling of the scripture, what truths of the gospel were both spoken and truths accomplished in him, so that there is a gospel to preach, there is a God to fear. We read of man's solemn state by nature, each one of us this morning, and it speaks of wicked hands that have crucified and slain him. By our very birth unclean, opposed to God and godliness, without grace by nature, without any knowledge of God above this poor dying world, a rest for sinners to seek for they never find. The rest is in this glorious person of Jesus of Nazareth. May we be very much convinced of it, friends, by the Spirit of God. We cannot speak too solemnly of man's condition by nature. It is a very solemn matter to feel something of it. And he is a fool that says he knows all. To have the Lord's revealing of what we are will bring a man down. An lay him utterly without hope except the dear man of God, spoken of in the text here as the glorious one approved of God, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God. Now, friends, it does speak, doesn't it, of the revealing of him in these words here, following that which was so sweetly accomplished. Now, how we need it, the revealing of it, the teaching of it, the blessing of it. We need it today. The Lord to raise our souls above the ground, direct us to this glorious man. I was thinking so much about the word here, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you. I want to look at it doctrinally and speak of it also experimentally. It is very clear that the Lord so soon revealed himself in that high and blessed abode, lifted up, ascended on high, the bestowing of his Spirit, the blessing of Christ, when he lifted up his hands and blessed them. No greater blessing than for the Lord the Spirit to deal with us, undeceive us, and to bring us into the ways of truth by the inward teaching of God's Spirit. There are many things commendable. Much needs to be done in the fear of God, but it's the inward witness, isn't it? And that, as it rests and comes exactly unto the very truth in the text of Jesus of Nazareth, a man of God. Do we know him? Do we seek him? Is there any drawing unto him? The Lord grant this day that sweet help of God to believe, and he will be the sum and substance of that true believing. It's Christ, isn't it? That glorious man spoken of here in the gospel. And it is a word I want to speak, as God only can apply it, ye men of Israel. Characters seeking the Lord. Those whose hearts are up to the Lord, perhaps in the night season. Those that have come seeking a word from the Lord, seeking for God to appear. Only the Lord can speak such a word to reach those longing hearts, those hearts made soft, those hearts that know that they have sinned, not in a deceit, but are made conscious that they need the Lord to grant them that application of his precious blood. They believe that he is a saviour of sinners, glad to read about it. They want the witness of it. May the Lord to come and grant them some of these blessed tokens in the text. Ye men of Israel, or those characters that seek the Lord, that fear his frown. Really, it's a word spoken. We do need to speak of God's regenerating grace. But the Lord doesn't leave one out, but truly comes seeking that the Lord. Indeed, we have it in the gospel. Whosoever that seeks unto him that is by the Spirit shall be blessed of God. And we have it in the promise that the Lord will sweetly bless the poor, those that have no helper, hunted out of every false refuge. But say, what shall we do? And the promise is contained in the gospel: as the Lord empties, he fills. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, friends, we cannot begin to do that without the blessed Spirit of truth. But then the Spirit breathes the need of it, sweetly causes hearts to be turned gradually, moved of God. We think of Samson, a great man, but you know, the hearts of the Lord's people are like Samson, moved of God at times to seek his face and desire the Lord to remember them. There's a word spoken then in the spirit of the gospel, that the application of it is with the Lord. Ye men of Israel. Hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God, and I do love that truth, a man approved of God. It's what things rest in such a sweet title and blessing of him, in that lowly babe of Bethlehem and spoken of in the word as Jesus of Nazareth. What a sweet way it is of commendation. The Lord's people. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? It's what the Lord's people, these men of Israel, feel. Well, friends, it's where he dwells, isn't it? And brings that sweet truth of the gospel, and the lifting up of the hearts of those that would see Jesus. There's one thing impressed upon my mind, and that is this: as soon as the day of Pentecost was come, error began to creep in. Very solemnly, we read of it in Galatians and other parts. Soon there was that turning aside and that resting in Judaism or in those ways which were without the particular knowledge of the Lord Jesus, the form without the power. It's what a solemn truth it is. Error soon crept in. As sure as the Lord appeared in this great day of Pentecost, trace it. Friends, the work of the enemy, many things, and one of those things, I'm not ashamed to say, it was a certain charisma which is of the flesh. Still the same today. Working on men's hearts and feelings, and we need to be kept from it, friends. And we need the Lord to set us down upon the truth with that certain sound of the gospel, which is Jesus Christ, the sinner's friend, and him crucified. Now, these things perhaps ought not to be sounded, perhaps something. No, friends, it is a time for the Lord to turn again unto the churches and to sweetly appoint the blessed Spirit of truth, not in the same power, but by the same God. But would to God there might be those great revivings. Would to God there might be that manifestation of the Lord in the increase of his kingdom. Now that's where we come. It's what God himself will own. What is spoken of here, Jesus of Nazareth, the man approved of God. I was thinking of it in different ways. Approved of God for the churches. The Lord, turn us again unto the eternal living God of heaven and earth. What solemn things are spoken in the terms of the gospel. Friends, as we've sung, it's all of grace. It doesn't rest in the creature. We have the evidence of it in the scripture. And I would set it forth, a man approved of God in the scriptures of truth. Sweetly revealed in the word, him being delivered by the determinate. Not of man, but of God. Determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. Or maybe worship the Lord like that, as God may grant us grace. Delivered, oh, we need it. Personally, we need it in the churches. By the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. Why, it's the man, isn't it? The God-man. And if our religion's right, we shall surely desire that knowledge of that blessed truth of God himself dwelling with sinners, and that in the counsels of Jehovah. Many things, my mind must come back to this way in which it is spoken of here. A man approved of God for the churches, for seeking soul, for guilty soul. Or may it be a word in season. A man approved of God for his dear people in the depths. But friends, with their faces and hearts up unto God. Sometimes seekers, they are very far off. If I know anything, they need to know what God can do for them, or they're lost. They feel to be such poor seekers. They cannot keep him in their sight, in their hearts. They only live spiritually as much as God shines upon his word or draws their hearts unto him at the throne of grace. A man approved of God, or may we know that glorious man. In the churches especially, and then it does speak here, as God may grant me help, to speak of characters and their great needs and desires. Friends, the Lord makes his people poor and needy. It's quickly said, isn't it? But I am poor and needy, but to feel it. Ah, to be tempted, you're too poor. And needy beyond all description. We often think of King Hezekiah when he said, Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me, for the poor and the needy. A man approved of God. Oh, would the dear Lord might draw near in such a sweet word as that. It seems to me to sweetly commend him to seeking souls, to look unto him. Look unto me, be saved all ye ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else.
And the Lord is mindful of those that seek him so much in his word. I've often said it needs a heart upright. What a good word, friends, to those that would seek him, that receive him, would know him with the apostle or are in the depths. What depths does he not know of? A man approved of God. One so sweetly appointed for the house of Israel, ye men of Israel, the church of God, and those whom God begins to direct and open their hearts. We often think of Lydia, that those friends that God deals with in the greatness of his love and mercy, ever to cause our hearts to seek his face or to be beggars of him. A man appointed of God for beggars, poor, for those that come to this place. Lord, I need something today. I need something from the Lord himself. Well, friends, if I may say, in the spirit of the gospel, it speaks here of all that truly seek his face, would long to know their election of God, or those that have got things that they have to bring so much unto the Lord. Well, he knows absolutely everything. And he searches the heart then. He knows the aching heart, but what for? He knows what pride is and humbles our proud hearts. It's over many years, friends. Not all, of course, but very often the Lord deals with his people. It's over a number of years in different circumstances. And really it is the greatness of the Lord in his mercy dealing with sinners. That's in this glorious man. For if it were not so, God would soon consume seekers. But there is a place by me. There is this one that God has appointed. And we do need wisdom to begin to seek his face. I want to come very quickly. A man approved of God. That is especially upon my mind. And it's a very solemn word. We read in another part, not he that approveth himself, but the man that God approves. There's one man I want to bring before you in the scriptures of truth. Many, many parts of the word of the Lord, but there's one word that I want to bring before you, a well-known word, and we must seek to pass on. It begins with, "Thus saith the Lord." But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word. We do not seek to speak particularly from that word, but there are these places where the Lord sweetly speaks. Of those characters, he will surely attend unto their cries, ye men of Israel. Hear these words. In the gospel, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God. Again, friends, it's characters. Not a hint here of what man is able to do or to retain or to help God at all, but he will conquer hearts and they'll follow him by grace, having no confidence in the flesh. And it is through the scriptures, friends, through the blessed word of truth. Now we live in days when there is a great withholding of the Spirit. It's our wisdom to understand that the Spirit of God is grieved. And we do need the Lord's mercy in the churches. The evidence of it is sometimes very, very clear. And yet there are those places where the blessed Spirit is pleased to dwell. But still there is that need for the increase. The Lord's work and witness, where the church of God are in lively exercise, this is the matter. Send the Spirit. But we read of it in another part of God's word. Let the man of God whom thou didst send come again unto us. We need the Lord to preserve us from novel things and explanations of the word which are of the creature. But then there must be an unfolding, there must be a speaking in God's name. Now, it speaks then of the Spirit of God sweetly anointing this one and how he is pleased to reveal himself in the word of his grace. And we do need the Lord to grant us that help to begin to believe. Now there are a few things that seem to abide on my mind. Approved of God among you. And I believe it is right to speak of this glorious man, spoken of Jesus of Nazareth. What a sweet type in the preaching to that consideration. That he dwelt in that humble place and approved of God but not known of men. Many instances of it. They brought him to the edge of the hill to destroy him. He, passing through the midst of them, went his way. He came to Nazareth where he was brought up. They didn't want the gospel, the truth of it. Do you know there were some hearts that followed afar off, that loved him, a remnant. Now it speaks here of these characters that are not left, but they are such as God will bless according to his sovereignty. And all his holy will, but you know, there's in the hearts of those that seek his face, they cannot rest in fatalism. They have to go and seek the Lord again. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us sinners. Ye men of God, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Now it speaks here of the approving of God. What a great matter that is. Tries my heart so very much. And where the Lord is pleased to grant the blessing of the Spirit, there are those things that mark a man. As such as God sets aside for the solemn, very solemn preaching of the gospel, not only in that respect, but who is appointed to preach, invited to preach. The spirit of the day as well, anything will do. God forbid. I must hasten. The mind has gone to this word, a man approved of God. Oh, how sweet the truth of it for poor sinners and for the dear people of God, such a mighty Saviour, one so needful and yet so approved of God, in whom all fullness dwells. There are just a few things that spring out of it. Where the Lord sends his word, there is a particular feeling of unworthiness, and the readiness to be humbled and taught that I know not, says one, show me. There is a particular aspect of it. Friends, we do need the Lord to send. It's spoken of as labourers in word and doctrine. Those that God will send, but not without his word. And some poor ministers come very, very much feeling to be empty, but it's whom the Lord fills. It's the word, friends, that they come with, and I don't know how to speak of it sometimes, but the Lord owns it. It's a word. Is there any word from the Lord? Jeremiah said there is. Now, those that are taught of God, they listen for something. What is it? The certain sound of it. It's the gospel trumpet. Friends, it speaks of going forwards and alarms too. It speaks of that need of taking the precious from the vile. It speaks of that bearing of tidings. We read of Ahimaaz and Cushai. One had tidings, and the other had not any tidings. And Ahimaaz, a type of those that we read, his master's feet behind him. So I hope my mind is sometimes troubled, but you know, it's this appointed, isn't it? If a man's got no tidings, friends, we need to be faithful. You know, the Lord is pleased. I don't know, it just seems to touch upon a few things here. Now, it is not only the preaching, the man approved of God. There are those things that stand out to me with regard to God's dealings with his people. Spoken of here, man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs. I want to look above the creature and those that are very articulate or even blessed of God with such gifts. Friends, I want to look at it another way. Poor sinners whom God has met with. Now, it's spoken of in the spirit of the gospel by miracles. Well, friends, it says in the sweet hymn, doesn't it? And of miracles. for man the Saviour bled. Miracle of grace, do you believe it? But these are the things God accomplishes in the gospel days, friends, unknown to man. There's that character that is absolutely set on going from the ways of God. And the Lord lays hold upon them. Says, thus far thou shalt go and no further. Back they have to come. Would to God we might know such a sweet appointed, and that the Lord might grant the truth of it in the word, man a miracle of grace. And friends, it's the extent of the blessed Spirit of God making poor, isn't it? And yet making rich. I think it's been said that we often see under new management in life's journey, and so it is. When the Lord touches hearts, they're under new management. Not left to the law or creatures to make their peace with God. They need the Lord to bring it. Friends, it's a wonderful thing if we're not what we once were, but not what we want to be. That is, waiting upon the Lord. You believe in miracles? Well, friends, the truth in the gospel is this. That man is a miracle of grace that God spares from going down into the pit. In his own concern and deadness, he's sweetly brought away he knew not. Excuse me. It's a path he hath not known. A new path, a few thorns in it. Things that God appoint, the chastising or the correcting, or the things that God sends, and they're wisely sent. And the Lord puts his people where they need to be. Think of Moses at the backside of the desert. Friends, he learnt a lot there. Why the bush was not consumed, and more than that, why the Lord's people were not consumed, and what God had appointed for him. All at the backside of the desert, of course, I'm sure his learning was very needful too, but it's this particular setting apart and blessing of God until the Lord grants the evidence that this and that one is so appointed. I think of it with regard to God's dealings in mercy and in their sin-forfeited lives. Would to God there might be those raised up to stand in the breaches, and those that shall, having done all, stand. Oh, those that are characters that they love his grace. I think we've sung of it, haven't we? For man the Saviour bled. What an unspeakable mercy. Oh, the flowing of it for sinners. Oh, the truth of it. Friends, it is appointed to cleanse away the sin of his people. A fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilt. If we get a little touch of that, as it will do you good. A man approved of God for sin and uncleanness, for guilt, for ruin, and for the providences of the Lord's people too. I do seek to measure my comments, but Friends, are there those that seek a godly husband or wife? Ask of God. The Lord is not short. I pass on. It speaks here of wonders. Well, these are not things that are wonderful in the eyes of man, although sometimes the world may gaze and admire and hate the change. Now, these wonders are what God is pleased to do through the opening of his word and granting some sweet visit of the Lord. So grant some sweet knowledge. I was thinking of the truth in the gospel also in Isaiah. What a need there is for the Lord to cause us to wonder. I think there's a sweet hymn about it in Denham's. Friend Mr. Curley used to speak of it. To be the chiefest wonder be found amongst the Lord's people at last. And wonder at ourselves that ever the Lord should so perhaps turn our hearts from hardness to sweet knowledge of him. I was thinking of the 9th chapter of Isaiah. Soon it speaks here of him, doesn't it? This Jesus of Nazareth, for unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, not Moses or any other, and his name shall be called Wonderful. And friends, are there those that can say, I'm sure there are, that he is? And it's good to look on, isn't it? And see a wonder-working God beyond all our fears. Perhaps more recently, some of us, the Lord's sparing mercies and those that can look back and trace this wonderful hand of God, his wonderful working. The man should be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, one with the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and the increase of his government all upon his shoulder. There shall be no end. Upon the throne of David to establish it with judgment and with justice. Well, the Lord, friends, it's a wonderful thing. The Lord takes up his habitation in the poor sinner's heart and he leads them in his way. It's the Lord's way, isn't it? And perhaps the very things that they oppose, they love, and the ways of God that they wouldn't think of going in, they need the Lord to help them to walk in his fear and his truth, in his obedience, and all resting upon this glorious man, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God. Now, it's experimental. It sets forth his wonder working in grace and also in his dealings. Has the Lord left anything behind him this year? You can say, oh, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. then lastly, and signs. Or perhaps that's what it does need the Lord to grant, those sweet tokens, those signs. Friends, it's something that belongs to the Lord's people. They cannot just take a word and make it theirs. They do need the Lord to graciously go before them. They need those signs. The younger ones might know as those signposts how dependent they are. The signpost mustn't be moved, must it? Otherwise it's a signpost, it points the wrong way. That's error. No, the signpost must be exact. Now, in the truth of God's word, we have it set forth in the word of the Lord. Sometimes in the word of the Lord, there are those clear things by which the church must steer by. They don't need it to be revealed. It's clear in the word. There are things that especially need to be known. I want to just speak lastly from the book of Judges. And we read of Gideon. He said unto God, if thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor. If it be dry upon all the earth beside, then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel. As thou hast said. Now lastly, my thoughts go to the last part of the chapter here in Judges 6. What it means, we know not. Gideon said, let not thine anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me prove. I pray thee but this once with a fleece. And upon all the grounds, let it now be dry only upon the fleece. Upon all the ground let there be dew. And this last verse, I must leave it. And God did so that night. For it was dry upon the fleece only. There was dew on all the ground. We leave just a few remarks. The Lord forgive all spoken amiss. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £740, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Timothy Rosier will preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Robert Field next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn number 200. Ah, but for free and sovereign grace, I still had lived estranged from God. Till hell had proved the destined place of my deserved but dread abode. Hymn number 200.
do forgive all spoken amiss. We have sung of himself, Lord, to reveal thyself, and to grant us those tokens for good. Bless thine own word. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each. Amen.